This is the Holy Grail, the chance to snipe an early entry on the next potential blue chip altcoin before anybody finds out about it.
With no venture capitalists, no pre-sales, and no insiders, this is one of those very rare chances that don't come along very often.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This might just be the Holy Grail, an early stage chance to snipe an entry at the next potential blue chip altcoin with tailwinds from the recent Ethereum pump before anybody else catches on.
This is one of those very rare projects that comes out of nowhere. It's stealth launch, and with a stealth launch, it actually provides retail an opportunity to get in at the ground floor because there's no venture capitalists, there's no pre-sales, there's no private sales, there's no insiders. All these things that typically bog down a token, they don't exist. So because this token only just launched, this is one of those rare opportunities for all of us.
Yeah, let's get one thing straight. The market cap of this altcoin at time of recording is very, very low. That's why we always say, like, getting in early before everyone finds out about it, that can potentially be a good strategy in crypto. And with no pre-sale, no hype, and no VCs dumping on us, this is another thing. We like these fair launch projects that literally come out of nowhere, like the Twitter, no posts, no nothing, and then just boom. But the cool thing about this one is they actually have legitimate technology. So that's why we say it's a very rare opportunity. It's not often you find a project with a tiny market cap, no hype, stealth launch that actually has substance to it, right? And when we get into one, what the technology behind this company does, and two, what potentially could be coming, I think you'll see that this is something that you don't see every day.
The timing of this project couldn't be any better. Look at the two apps right now that everybody in the world is using. 3 billion users are using WhatsApp. Another 1.5 billion users are using Telegram. These are supposed to be the most secure and the most encrypted technologies out there for communication devices. And what we're finding out is WhatsApp, those messages are not actually encrypted. Mm-hmm. There's been, the FBI has actually come out and said that, look, you think these messages are protected? We can actually gain access to them in real time. And I actually have a friend who's a cop and told me the exact same thing. It's like, these aren't protected.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg was exposed for leaking 50 million users' data in that thing that happened overseas, mm-hmm, 7 years ago. So it's like, do you really trust Mark Zuckerberg and what he's doing with your data?
No,
not at all. And then you had this, the CEO or the guy who owned, the founder of Telegram. He got arrested by the personnel in France.
Yep.
Right. And they're pretty much just like, hand us over all the technology. We're gonna keep you in jail. So what did he end up doing? He ended up providing all the users' information. And Telegram's supposed to be like a really secure private place for people to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, in crypto, I would say Telegram is the number one communications app for messaging, for groups, for projects, everything, right? For updates. And to find out that Telegram changed their privacy policy just recently so that user data is no longer encrypted, no longer protected, no longer private, the FBI, whoever it is, if they want your data, your chats in Telegram, they can get it. If they really want it. So I think the market is begging for a solution, a truly private, truly anonymous, decentralized messaging app that everyone in crypto and outside of crypto can actually use. And that brings us to the project we're talking about today. So not only, again, not only does the project have a tiny market cap, and not only did it just launch, but it's solving the problem of the lack of anonymous, private, encrypted messaging apps. So I think right now what we're looking at is a new project called Maze. The ticker is M-A-Z-E.
Before we dive into the product, and that, because they actually do have a live product available, and it will be launching later this year onto iOS and all the other things. But I want to highlight the fact that WhatsApp was purchased for $21.8 billion. Telegram is worth $30 billion. And when you look at the Ton coin, it has a market cap of $17 billion. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, this app, when we go through what it's offering, is significantly better than both of those combined. Mm-hmm. And it sits at a market cap of $1 million.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's where we say it. Of course, again, nothing we say in this show is financial advice. We're just telling you what we are doing. We are buying this token personally at these prices because we personally think that it can go from 1 million to 10 million to 100 million. And who knows if it can go to a billion in a full Ethereum bull run. Because look, Ethereum altcoin season has begun. Ethereum has broken out of a massive, massive consolidation phase. And we think that Ethereum utility plays are going to absolutely melt faces. What is an Ethereum utility play? Maze. Maze is built on Ethereum and is, in our opinion, the perfect timing for this anonymous private crypto messaging app. So when you see the tailwind from Ethereum bull run, when you see altcoin season starting, and you see Maze at $1 million market cap, I'm personally, and you are personally, buying it here.
Yeah, personally, yes. Okay, so let's dive into one of the very first things that catches my eye, and that is the anonymous registration. When you sign up with WhatsApp or Telegram, you need to input a phone number. Input a phone number. What does that mean? Well, that phone number is tied back to you. You know, your user data, you like everything, your address, all these things. Like if the authorities want it, they can get it. So with this, you can create an account using a Web3 wallet. So a decentralized wallet, let's say you have a MetaMask. Nobody knows that you own that contract address. But that's how you're signing up. Mm-hmm. So you cannot be tracked whatsoever by signing up with this contract address in this Web3 wallet.
Yeah, I really like that. So we have anonymous signups. We have end-to-end encryption with onion routing, which is one of the top world leading like encryption things, which is, you know, the dark web and all that's built on it. You have AI-driven threat protection. You have the same community tools like groups and channels that Telegram and Discord have. You have anonymous one-time chat links, which I like, where you can send someone a completely anonymous link to your chat. They can join it, exit it. Again, no one knows whose it is. It's actually keeping your data and your chat safe. And then you have self-destruct mode. So this is, you know, when you were chatting on WhatsApp or Telegram, whatever, you know, you delete the chat. Well, guess what? If push comes to shove, someone can find that chat.
It's still there because it's built, those are built on centralized servers.
Right.
So that data is stored on a centralized server. Through the onion routing and the decentralized nature of this infrastructure, it's scattered throughout. Mm-hmm. So it's untraceable, especially with the built-in VPN.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, right? The premium decentralized VPN and cloud hosting. So when you take about all of these features together, Maze app is actually building what the market wants, and that is a truly private, truly anonymous, decentralized, onion-routed messaging app. So you can interact with each other from your decentralized crypto wallets, never revealing your identity, and your chats can actually be self-destructed and fully anonymous. Like, this is the way the world, I think, is headed, because there's so much mass surveillance from government and corporations. There's always cameras. Everyone's always watching the chats. I think people really want an anonymous private chat app, and Maze app could be the solution.
Yeah, self-destructing messages are really cool, especially because you can set your chats so that they are password protected. So you actually need a password just to get into the chat itself. And then you can set a timer so that it automatically deletes the messages, and then it's removed from not only your devices, but from the network itself. Mm-hmm. The other thing you touched on was the AI-powered anti-bot measures. I can guarantee you, if you're in crypto and you're on Telegram, you've been invited to these very scammy, you know, like let's say a project launches like Maze, there's going to be 12 other projects, quote unquote, that are launching another Maze because they're attracting the people who don't know what they're doing. Yep. And then you're invited into these fake accounts and you're clicking on these random links. Well, guess what? With these AI anti-bot measures, this is eliminated. Mm-hmm. So now you have a safe place for people to communicate and not get scammed.
Yeah. I think when you look at the list of features and the timing for where the market is, the Maze app is, it's perfect. The timing is perfect. So let's move on to the Maze token, right? So again, this is a self-funded, no VC, no pre-sale, no hype project. So they do have a 5% buy and sell tax, but that's how these utility projects only fund their projects, right? They take a little bit of the money from every transaction and they're using it towards product development, for marketing. And then one thing we really like is that they have revenue share. So let's say, for example, hypothetically, you know, Maze app launches on iOS and Android later this year. They've got thousands or hopefully millions of users. They're going to have premium features like the decentralized VPN, the cloud hosting, whatever else. They're earning revenue. They're going to be giving out revenue share to the Maze token holders without the need for people to stake. So not only is it self-funded, and that's why they have the 5% buy and sell tax, but they're incentivizing people to hold the Maze token with revenue share.
And a lot of the time, these taxes will be used to prop the chart up as well. Like if you pull up like Eva AI from the day it launched and how it's looking now, because they had the 5% buy sell tax as well.
Yep.
That thing is performing extremely well. It's up like 50,000% or something like that. So those taxes can be used in a very excellent way. The fact that you don't have to stake the token to receive the revenue share is awesome. So you just literally buy the token, hold it in your wallet, and then you're going to start to see payments every time they receive revenue. Like, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a no-brainer for me. Like, we have the perfect timing, one, of the fact that the market is begging for a truly anonymous, private, encrypted, routed messaging app, which Maze app has built. Two, we have Ethereum altcoin season, which has just begun. I think people kind of underestimate just how large and long this Ethereum altcoin season can be. Based on, we now have institutions piling into Ethereum. You know, I think our personal price targets put Ethereum probably like 7 to 10K perhaps over the rest of this year. And that money will flow into Ethereum altcoins, especially when retail starts taking profits. And you see Maze app at $1 million market cap or less right now. And it has a legitimate project, legitimate product, and the iOS and Android app are going to be launching later this year. There's no reason for me personally, and this is my personal belief, that Maze app cannot go from $1 million to $10 million to maybe $50, $100 million market cap. That's why I'm personally buying it. I'm not telling you to do it. You need to do your own research, but I'm telling you, look, I like the look of it here.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Look, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.